Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Mary Cantando is here. Mary is one of our favorite folks in the Brain Trust. Coming up, more than 13 years she's been hanging out with us as a member of our Brain Trust. She's the expert extraordinaire on how to help women grow their businesses, But along the way, if you hang out with her long enough, I don't care whether you're male or female, you're going to learn a lot from her. She's the founder of Women's Advantage Forums. She's done so many other leadership positions in helping women put their best foot forward. Leading with Care is one of her books. She has a number of others and a calendar that's unbelievable that I encourage you to check out. And I'll get her to tell about that a little bit later on. Mary Cantando, welcome back.
Well, Jim, it is always exciting to be here with you.
It's good to have you back. So I teased the audience in the opening segment there to tell them that you and I were going to talk about something that in my opinion is the dumbest thing that people do when they don't take advantage of this. And it's for 10,000 years, this is low-hanging fruit, as my friend Archie Chankute says. It's not low-hanging fruit. It's on the ground. All you got to do is pick it up and tell them what it is.
That is right, Jim. That is right. And what you're referring to is referrals.
Referrals people.
Word-of-mouth marketing, yeah.
Referrals, people. Referrals. Write this down, folks. This is going to be on the test. Referrals are golden.
That is so true. That is so true. But you know, they've got to be the right kind of referrals. And
why is this so hard? Listen, I know sales organizations. Over the years I've worked with a lot of sales organizations, and it's like they can't stand it till they get a new customer, but they never think to go back to their old customers and ask for referrals. Why is this so hard? Why is this the first thing you think of when you wake up?
I hear people all the time, if you ask business owners, where's most of your business come from? They'll say, oh, word of mouth, referrals. But then they don't ever develop any kind of a process to make that happen, to gain those referrals. They're just like waiting, well, I hope today will be a day that one of them will magically float into my office, right? And they don't pursue it. They don't create a process to go out and gain those referrals.
Yep. You know, Mary, in my career, and I know you have too, I've known salespeople who became rich. I'm talking rich and could do anything they want. And when I ask them, you know, how long has it been since you prospected, like the newbies are doing in your organization? And they'll say, well, it's, you know, 5, 10, 20 years maybe since I prospected. And the reason is because they built a book of business working hard, and then they started asking, because they did such a good job, they started asking for and getting referrals. And once you get to a certain level, referrals is all your business. I mean, that's where everything comes from, isn't it?
And, you know, people don't realize if you are delivering a good product, a good service, then your customers are happy to give you referrals.
Yeah.
Now,
if you're
delivering something shoddy, nobody's going to do that. But if you're delivering a solid product or service, your customers are happy to give you referrals, but you have to ask for them.
Well, that's exactly right. Your customers are not going to wake up thinking of you. Now, sometimes they will. Sometimes it'll come up and it'll just be flung on them. They have no other choice but to say, okay, call Mary. But they don't wake up. It's not their job to wake up thinking about you or to learn how to refer you, is it?
Exactly.
So tell us more about this.
So I really find that when I talk to people, they say, oh, yeah, I'd love to have referrals. But I think the first step in gaining referrals is to understand the kind of referral you want. Mm-hmm. So you don't just want, like, you know, to rake in all these referrals. You want referrals that are the kind of customers that you're a good fit with, the kind of customers who are going to pay their invoices on time. So I always say to Women's Advantage members, I always say, stop and think of the five best customers you have. Mm-hmm. Those are the kinds of customers you want to replicate. So you don't just want customers, you want good customers. So the starting point is, who are the five customers that you want to replicate? And then think of think of what it is about those customers that are great. And then start by asking those five customers and telling them that they're great customers and that you would like to grow your business by working with customers just like mm-hmm. them, right? Because often you find people are attracted to or attract other people who are like them. So those mm-hmm. kind of good customers are going to know other people who could be good customers for you. So that's the starting point. Not well, that you just want tons of business. You want tons of really good business.
Well, yeah, and just say, you know, George, I only work with the best companies like you guys. Mm-hmm. And I you can't find those people by advertising. As you know, I don't advertise my business or, you know, you might say something like that. And then say, and so one of the things that I count on that I appreciate is the fact that my clients or my customers, my new customers come from my existing customers. Mm-hmm. And you use that kind of language. And as you say, whenever I've gotten referrals, it's astonishing how happy my customer is to give me a referral. They feel like they've given me a Christmas present. And you know what? In a way, they have.
Oh, yeah. It's a win-win-win, right? Because the customer feels good, you get new business, and then the new customer gets to work with you, and they're satisfied working with you, too. So they're doing not only you a favor, your customer's doing not only you a favor, but they're doing the person that they're referring a
right.
favor as well.
Because look at all the people, look at all the toes they didn't have to kiss to get to you, right?
Right, exactly, exactly.
Hey, Mary, I need your website.
womansadvantage.com.
Any calendars left?
You know what, Jim? We've got 28 left.
Are you serious?
Yeah. That's
it's not too late to buy one of her Women's Advantage calendars. Did I say it right, Mary?
That's right, Women's Advantage calendars.
How many did I buy this year?
Maybe
70, 80?
80, something like that.
Yeah. And we sent them all out, folks, to our customers. If you have a woman customer or an influencer or a center of influence, they'll love this calendar. We sent them all out. Quick break. Right back with Mary Cantando. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.